One, if you are actually utilizing the coupon strategy, that's a one-to-one, as Michelle mentioned it. But there's other ways to actually measure for that attribution that are going to be, more into the line of what Lucy was mentioning. The foot traffic, how the total number of sales, your lead generated from the moment you started the campaign. So those are the typical three main indicators that we would use to measure attribution for direct mail.
Yep, and I'm going to add on to that just for a minute. We have one extra thing that we've actually built, because we know that attribution and being able to prove that we are making a dent right in the goals of every brand is just so important. So we built something that we use across our company and our partnership with Welcome Wagon, which is the sales dashboard. And so if we get a customer that is willing to share new customer data, we basically load that data into a dashboard that can be shared across the customer and across all of their campaigns. And they can actually understand, hey, I did a mail campaign on this date. I did an email campaign on this date. I did a banner on this date. And this is the date that I got my new customer in the door. Whether you believe in first touch attribution or last touch attribution, the sales dashboard will provide all of that information to you, because every brand has a little bit of a different way that they do it. We believe that all channels influenced a buy decision, and it's really difficult sometimes to understand which channel was like that final crossing of the T. But we have a way to truly measure it in a meaningful way that is one-to-one. So it's beyond just saying, you got this many impressions and this many clicks. It's being able to say, you got this new customer and this is how much they spent.